Employees of Adidas, the sportswear company, will soon be able to take online classes at ASU. It's part of the school's Global Sport Alliance and will start, possibly as soon as January, as a pilot program for 20 to 30 workers. With me to talk about this is Philip Regeer, CEO of EdPlus at ASU, which is responsible for digital teaching and learning at the school. He's also University Dean for Education Initiatives. And Philip, what exactly does this program involve?
So with Adidas, we have established something called the Global Sports Alliance, and the digital education partnership that we announced last week is an extension of that Global Sports Alliance. What it allows initially is for at least 100 Adidas employees to attend ASU online courses and receive scholarships that will cover the vast majority of the cost of attendance for them. They can take undergraduate courses, they can take graduate courses, they can take MBA programs.
Now, are these workers who are in any department at Adidas, anybody in particular, like anybody with any particular skill sets or job descriptions that you're looking for?
Yeah, they're kind of two groups of employees that this targets. First off, there are kind of the headquarters employees. And those employees, the majority of them already have undergraduate degrees, and so they'll be looking at going into master's programs. But Adidas also has, in the U.S., a workforce of roughly 6,500 or 7,000 retail employees. These are younger employees, and they work in the stores. They probably don't have undergraduate degrees, but they want them. And so those students will be focused on getting undergraduate degrees or completing their undergraduate degrees in the program.
It's pretty clear what might be in this for Adidas employees. What's in this for ASU?
Our mission at ASU and the charter of the university requires us to provide access to people regardless of where they come from and regardless of what their educational background is. And so if you think of some of the big projects we had, and I just point to the Starbucks College Achievement Plan, you know, this is a program very much in the spirit of the Starbucks College Achievement Plan, working with a socially conscious company to provide world-class university degrees that are rigorous and that come to them with very little cost. And so in terms of what's in it for the university, the best answer I can give you is it's really required by our charter that we engage in programs like this, and we really are very happy to do it with socially conscious companies like Adidas.
I wanted to ask you about the Starbucks program, because in reading about the deal with Adidas, it sounded very similar, and it sounds like in many ways it is.
It is. It's initially, it's going to be a smaller program, but you have to understand the Adidas employee base is probably 7,000 people in the U.S. I think it's close to 70,000 worldwide. Starbucks U.S. population is, I think right now, about 160,000. So the scale of the two companies is very different. But both the conception and the details around the program are very similar.
You mentioned both Adidas and Starbucks as socially conscious companies. I'm wondering if ASU is actively looking for other firms with which to do similar kinds of arrangements where their employees can also have access to either undergrad and or graduate programs online.
Yes, after we announced Starbucks and after we got that going, and there are currently about 7,000 to 8,000 students in that program. After we got that going, we were approached by many companies, and the fact is some companies have very similar values, and it's very easy to make something like this work with those companies. And so, yes, we are pursuing a number of very similar arrangements as we've done with Starbucks and as we just announced with Adidas.
Was there something particular about Adidas that made it a natural fit to sort of go second in this line?
Well, I think in terms of the university, you know, there is a contract between the athletics department and Adidas, and then the university created the Global Sports Alliance, and we have a center that's funded and sponsored by Adidas, and so it was a very natural fit for us. You know, this is not kind of a vendor-vendee relationship between Adidas and ASU where we're buying their products. This is very much a partnership between two companies that have actually very similar ends in terms of kind of improving society and making it better.
Is there a timeline either in your mind or maybe within the university of when you would like to expand this even further to more companies?
Oh, yeah. I think that you'll see some announcements within the next 3 to 6 months about some of our expansions of these types of programs with different companies. And the thing is, because the employee bases at companies are very different, the nature of the relationship that we'll take with those companies is also very different. And so you'll see things that look very similar to Starbucks. You'll see some variations of it, as with Adidas, where they have master's programs. And you'll probably see some companies rolling out where we're really focusing on college preparation and preparing for a university because of the type of workforce that those companies have as well.
Philip Regeer is CEO of EdPlus at ASU and University Dean for Education Initiatives, and you're listening to the show.